You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 898-2483.
Hey, WOKB listeners, Italian Garden Pizzeria and Winter Garden is having a special every Monday and Tuesday, only if you mention you heard this ad on WOKB Radio. You buy one large pizza pie with two toppings for only $10. That's right, only $10. Now that's a special. Don't forget, Thursday, all day, pizza by the slice, $1 is the price. Casual dining with mouth-watering fine dining menu. Come on and join us at 13770 West Colonial Drive, next to Publix in Winter Garden, Florida, or give us a call at 407-656-0032. That's 407-656-0032. Italian Garden Pizzeria in Winter Garden, Florida. Special just for you.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Gold and Lynn Gold. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Hey, I got all my sisters with me. Oh, Welcome. Welcome to your show. Welcome to the Father's Day show. This is your host, Michael. This is the radio show catered to the low vision, legally blind, and the blind community. We are the bridge between the blind and the sighted folks. Today, Gary Sinclair is with us. Gary, you here?
I most certainly am back again, Michael.
Dorothy, you here?
I am.
And we have behind the scenes, running the boards, Christopher. Chris, you here?
Hey, hey, hey.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
And that was, believe it or not, Eddie Fisher back in 1954. We're not doing trivia. That was not a trivia song. That's just a favorite of mine, Oh Pi Pa Pa. Oh,
I want to thank you, Michael, because that's one of my favorites, too. And the first time I ever heard that song sung was on Gomer Pyle with some mafia guys sitting in the background or something. But, yes, that is a beautiful song.
Well, for me, that was funny because I never heard that song.
Wow. Is that right? It's, you never heard that
what
song?
What you think about
it's
it?
It's antique like me because I was just born in 1954.
It's beautiful.
How'd you like it, Dorothy? Did you like that song?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. It was very touching. It was a hit record back then.
Yes.
Yeah, classic retro jam right there is what I like to call it.
Yeah. Well, today I want to talk about something important, also important to me, and I think a lot of people out there who are visually impaired, and the blind community. When I went blind, it changed my life in more ways than one. And I want to talk about this, how it changed your life, to your family, to the people around you. How did it change your life? Not just you, yourself, but people's around you. If you had a spouse, your children, how did it change their life to you? Gary.
Yes.
How did it change your life when you went blind?
Well, at first, the repercussions were shocking. And then I had stages I had to go to my acceptance and have to just accept that I was going blind. Then I was told and told, and I told the story on the show before, that I was pushed and pushed and pushed to go to the Lighthouse. And it was sight back in them days, and I didn't like that, going to a blind school.
Well, how was your family acceptance?
Well, that's what I'm leading into. After I went to the blind school, they pushed me, and then my wife, you know, I come home and practice the things that I was told to do. Even though I had some vision, I still had the practice of like shuffling salt on a table, sliding my hands across the table, pushing the salt, or finding it that way, my glass of water. And I'd practice, and then she'd say, well, what are you doing that for? I said, well, because I'm going blind. Well, you don't need to do that while you're home. Or when I go out with my cane, she said, put that cane away. You know, people are looking at you funny, you know, so. She wanted me to go to school, but then again, she didn't want me people
so she didn't
to know
accept
that I was going
you.
Blind.
She didn't accept you.
And she didn't want other people to see that I was going blind.
So she didn't accept you.
No, no.
Okay.
It's very, very, very tough.
So in your case, your spouse did not accept you going blind.
No. And then later on, and well, what part of my destruction of my family was left is after a while, she wanted to, this is a couple of years after maybe having a dog and everything else, but she really wanted another person that could see and do things and drive the car instead of that she had to drive the car all the time. She wanted somebody that could go canoeing and do manly things, of some things that I couldn't do like I used to do before. So she moved on in her life. And
so you had a spouse basically that could not handle it, and she split.
Yes, and it's not just in my this happens through many, many, many families.
Well, that's what I want to discuss today.
Hey, wait, let me ask you this, Gary.
Yes.
Have you had a phone call from her since then to apologize to you, to say that she's sorry,
understands? No.
Nothing whatsoever?
No, we just separated our ways, and she lives in another state, and I don't take it as, you know, I just accept it, you know.
Some people today,
can handle it, some can't.
And today, let's talk about this a little bit. And if you want to, which I hope you do, you want to call us up and talk about it, your story. Everybody's got a story. You're listening to Gary's story. Everybody's got a story. The phone number to call up is 407-894-1680. I'll say it again slow. 407-894-1680. You got a story of what happened when you went visually impaired or blind? How your family took it, what the situation was around you?
I'll tell you a situation, Michael, that I was involved in the Boy Scouts, too. I used to go camping and do a lot of camping, and all the kids had their little tents, and we got them all set up in their tents. And then the adults, we had bigger tents. Sometimes four adults would be in one tent, whatever. Well, this one guy, he refused to sleep in the same tent that I slept in because he thought that he might go blind. That's a true story.
You have got to be kidding me.
True
really?
Story. Well, he stayed away from me. He thought that it'd rub off on him.
wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's not funny, boy. That's hilarious.
Yeah. It's serious.
I'll tell you real fast my story. Lynn and I had a very lovely, large clothing company, and I was doing it basically for, that's all I knew, for like 50 years. And I was the president and CEO of different companies along my life, and we were doing quite well. We were going to trade shows, and I was traveling all the time. And when I went blind, you snap your finger, and I went blind. It was nothing that was told before. It was just bingo, bang, done. And I had no warning whatsoever. And when I started telling people in the clothing industry, I became a leopard. People ran away from me. Oh, some people were nice. They came over to me and they shook my hand. They said, very sorry, you know, what's going on. But the banks, I had a beautiful partner who was a nice guy, but he'd rather lose $1.5 million to be involved with me at that time because he thought that I was finished because I couldn't do anything. He even had a big life insurance policy. I mean, he thought I was going to die. That was next because he thought that my eyes had something to do with my heart and I was going to die. So he was thinking he's going to get back his money from a big life insurance policy we had. But he was quite surprised when I didn't die after 4 or 5 years. And so anyway, a lot of people that I was surrounded with all ran away. And we lost this big, beautiful business. We lost, Lynn and I lost everything. And I mean everything. The business, the house, the cars, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
And the only thing is, it drew Lynn and me closer together. And my other friends, like Nancy, Joe, it drew me closer to her. And it drew some other friends closer to me. We're going to break.
Going to break.
Stay tuned on the other side. We'll talk about it more on the other side of break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member, FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan, still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. We're back. This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
Hey, Mike, let's go to the phone lines. You know, I love traveling with you. We're going to go all the way up to Canada.
Yeah.
And let's talk with my man, Anthony from Calgary, Alberta.
Hey, yo, Anthony from Canada. You on the line?
I think we missed him.
Oh, we lost him.
Let me see if I can get him back.
All right. So, as I was saying before we went to break, Lynn and I lost everything, but we became closer and closer. We had each other, which I have to say, I was a very lucky man, because a lot of my friends, like Gary's saying, a lot of the women, or vice versa, the men or the women, either way, the spouses left when the person went visually impaired and blind. In my case, we got stronger together, and she's my best friend by far and away.
Well, we got better and truer friends now.
Yes, that's true. And I guess you say this way, Lynn and I just talked about this recently, that we're blessed with a lot of friends from Blind and Beyond. We're blessed with a lot of friends in Orlando.
we're blessed with from the radio stations that we work for and connected to. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of work. It never once was negative on my part. I only thought positive. I was a little numb in the beginning. I wasn't mad. I always said to myself, it was God's word. He wanted it this way. And if that's what he wants, then so be it. Then I went blind.
Well, a hard thing for me to do, a very hard thing for me to do, especially when I was in the Navy and I could run every piece of equipment that they had, I was licensed for. And when they came and took my driver's license because I got in a car accident. Well, they didn't know, but I'd gotten in a car accident. And I couldn't turn myself in, so my father-in-law turned me in to the motor vehicle department. And they came and took my license because I said I couldn't turn myself in, so he did it for me. So, but, Michael, you still have your driver's license.
Say what?
Michael still has his driver's license. It won't give
you
it
have
up.
Got to be kidding me, Mike.
Back on the ranch. I can't believe everybody here is not calling in, telling your story, because everybody's got a story. 407-894-1680. Everybody's got
a
story.
Yes, hear your story. Let us hear them.
Let's hear your story. Everybody's got a story. Hey, I'm sure.
Let me make Anthony. I was looking for the number and I can't get that number. So if Anthony, you're listening, you're tuned in, give us a call back. I'm waiting to hear from you because I want to hear the experience that you have.
Anthony, if you're listening, please call back. I'd like to talk to you. I haven't spoken to you in a long, long time on the radio. We've spoken off the radio. So call back. I'm sorry I got disconnected.
That's that big satellite in the sky.
So, I guess you say this way. Most people, let's take most people in our community, the blind or the visually impaired community, I always use these words, mindset. The mindset with me has always been what I would call positive. I've always been in that mindset aggressive. When you take mindset and aggressive, the question is, what do you want to do with yourself? You're going to sit there and take it? My answer is no. So the question is, I had to do something with myself. And we found the radio world. And you all who know me know the story, how I went to work for another radio station. And he hired me. And he didn't care if I was blind. All he cared about if I had a mouth. Everybody can do something. I believe that. Everybody can do something with themselves. The question is, whatever you have, if you can cook, if you can do something, because everybody can do something with themselves. So rather than sit there and say you're visually impaired, you can't do anything, I don't believe that, because you can always do something with yourself.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I got a special guest on the phone line just for you. You ready for this one?
Yes, go ahead.
Here we go. Call it. Are you there?
I'm here.
It's such a wonderful pleasure to hear this voice right here. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls, put your hands together for the one, the only, Miss Lynn Golder.
Oh, I didn't recognize the voice.
I did.
Hi, everybody.
Hello,
just
Lynn.
To say hello. Hi.
I didn't recognize your voice,
I
honey.
Recognized
I,
it.
I did not. I did.
Well, how could you recognize this voice the way I sound right now? But I wanted to say hello and happy Father's Day to everybody.
Thank you.
And I miss everybody, and hopefully I'll be on the air next Sunday, hopefully. So,
just take it easy on Michael. So. Don't holler at him too much, and your throat will come back okay.
Okay. So I don't want to interrupt your train of thought, Michael.
Yeah, he's on a locomotive right now.
Yeah, so anyway, have a good show.
Thanks for calling, Lynn.
Yeah, you're welcome, Gary.
That's,
keep
that's really
track.
Nice to say. Thanks for calling, Lynn. I never had that opportunity.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's okay, funny.
Can
honey.
I call in for trivia later?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want some donuts.
Okay, that's very funny.
I don't
funny.
Want to cough in everybody's ear, but I just wanted to say hello and have a good show.
Thanks okay. for calling in, Lynn.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
You too,
baby. Love you, Michael.
Love you, too.
Bye,
honey.
Lynn.
I didn't even recognize
bye.
My wife's voice. Would you believe it, honey? I didn't,
take care.
All right.
Bye-bye, honey. Hey, Cliff,
Chris. Yeah, that's the third time Chris. Today. My name has been Cliff.
Yeah, Chris.
I'm accustomed
okay,
to
Chris.
It now.
Chris, when you said someone's on the line, I'm waiting for the voice. I hear the voice. I didn't recognize my own wife's voice.
and I didn't did. Voice. I caught it right away.
No, I didn't. Sounds different to me. Sounds different. She's been sick.
She wasn't hollering at you, Mike.
That's is that true. What it was? Is that what it was?
If she would have been hollering, then I would have recognized her. She was fucking soft.
Take the dogs out, Michael.
Yeah, but that's my baby. That's yep. my baby.
Now, her voice sounded pretty good.
Yeah, well.
Sounded a lot better.
Yeah, well, I love my baby.
And she well, you don't know, Chris, but we went out for a birthday party for Michael this last week.
Oh, I want to. It was very
great.
Important. Thank you for
Go
telling
ahead,
me.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody that sent me cards for my birthday. I want to thank everybody. You were so nice. I love you all for sending me cards. I was so sweet. Very nice. And I want to thank everybody who sent me some Father's Day cards. That was nice, too.
Yeah, I didn't. Happy Father's Day to the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You, too.
Oh, thank
hey, you.
You,
too.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. You, fathers. Chris, and Cliff.
Yeah.
Hey, Cliff. Both of you. Both of you.
To the both of us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, both of you.
Well, happy Father's Day to everyone. These
okay.
These three fathers in here and everyone
yes.
else.
Listen, I want to do a trivia right now. This trivia is not music. I'm not doing music first. I'm doing this one first. Since we're talking about Father's Day. Now, this is an interesting trivia. All right? So this is a question in trivia. I want to know the father and son. I want their names. Father and son. These two people are father and son. They're very, 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 and I emphasize this, famous. They're probably the most famous father and son in Hollywood. They are actors. They are producers. I think they both write books. I know one did. I think the second one wrote a book, too. But the father's been around for, geez, a long, long, long time.
So they're old, old, old.
Well, they're not 20 and 10. Okay, these are two famous actors. I want to know their names. Okay, if you think about it, who is the most famous father and son? I'll give you a couple hints because there's a lot of fathers and sons out there. These are famous.
I got it already. I got you. I know. Can I take a wild
No,
guess?
Not yet because you're here. We can tell me if anybody, nobody gets it, you can tell me.
Okay.
All right, tell you what. If you think you know, whisper in my ear.
Okay, listen, we got a winter garden right here. We got Keith Kemp on the phone line. Keith, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. I just want to call and say happy Father's Day to all the guys that there are fathers.
Well, I thank you so much, Keith. I thank you so much.
Thank you, Keith.
And I just want to know, Michael, how's Lynn doing?
She just was on the phone. She's coming along, thank God. Hopefully next week she'll
next
be here.
Week. She'll
she's
be here
She's coming
next
along,
week.
Hopefully. Thank you for asking. Thank you. Yeah,
she's
just getting over double pneumonia.
Her that she gets better.
Well, I thank you so much. I thank you.
Yeah, have a good evening.
Good.
Sure.
And if you're a father, I want to say happy Father's Day to you, too.
Thank you. I am a father.
Okay, good. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for calling in. Keep on calling in.
All righty.
Okay, so now I'll give you a hint. The father, who's been around a long, long time, was born in New York. He's written books.
Okay, I'm out that equation then, because my guy was from Philadelphia.
No. And he's been in quite a few cowboy movies. He's been in war movies. But one movie made him famous. One movie in particular made him very, very, very famous. And I believe he's got a birthday coming up. And he's in his 90s.
Told you he was old.
I'm way old then. Can I tell you who I thought it was?
Who? Will Smith.
Yes, sir.
No.
Will and Jada Smith.
Yeah, but I said, no, but I said, but I'm saying big. Jada is not big. Will Smith is big, yes, but Jada, his son's not big. This guy, Father and Son are huge. These two are box office, up in lights, box, both of them. They're both headliners. All right? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Think about who's famous as far as Father and Son.
That's hard, the Father and Son.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Talking about two guys have been around. One has been around in his 90s, a lot of cowboy movies, war movies, and one movie in particular. If I say the name of the movie, then everybody's going to know who I'm talking about. Born in New York.
Okay.
His son. I'll tell you another hit. His son is married also to a famous actress. Okay, son is married to a famous actress. Okay, she's not that big, but she's pretty famous. People know who the wife is. But
so you can't get a wife name because everybody know who the wife is?
No, but I'm saying...
Just the first name.
No, I'm not saying anything. They don't know who it is.
Okay, well, can I take another wild guess?
No.
Okay, all right. Because you said from New York, though, right?
Yeah, the father was born in New York.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. His father was from the garment industry, and his grandfather was from the garment industry. So anybody knows, it's a very famous family. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Father and son. Who am I talking about?
All right. Well, Michael, I have some that you sort of hidden to me that you wanted me to bring out.
Right.
And I thought I'd do it right now.
Yes, while we're waiting, talk to me about when I said to you, how do you get involved or how do you learn, people like to learn, of the rides that you take on the bus.
Absolutely, had on mind.
Yeah, go ahead, talk about it.
I'm talking about the MV Transportation for Disabled, and it's very easy to get hooked up to it. You just call 407-423-8747.
And this is for the transportation for the disabled.
Yes. And you go to push number 6 for eligibility. And I'll tell you what it's all about now.
I have to say the phone number again because you didn't say it straight.
407-423-8747.
And what's the name of this bus?
It's MV.
Yeah, I know another name. What's another name?
Links.
Okay. Links.
Well, this is the MV is the private. They work for Access Links.
So most places in this country, I'm sure, has a bus.
Right.
But Orlando has a tremendous bus.
Very good.
Picks you up at the house, takes you everywhere to go. They only charge you $4. Is that right?
Yes.
Right.
Anywhere in three counties now you can go to. But to be eligible, what you have to do is they'll send you a form. You fill it out. And with all your information, and then they'll ask for a doctor's signature of your disability. And that can be eyes, it can be legs, it can be whatever. If you're eligible to ride this transportation, then what they'll do is it goes back from your doctor to them. They process it, look at it, and it takes approximately 3 weeks. And then you will be eligible to ride the system. I think it's for 3 years, if I'm not wrong, and then you have to re-sign up each and every year. It's a little bit easier for the blind because you're going to be blind all your life. So you don't have to be blind to ride this transportation, and it can make you so independent. It makes me so independent. It makes Sheila very independent. We can get up.
So it makes everybody independent.
Yes.
That way. Yeah.
But you have to set your rides up 24 hours ahead, and they run 24 hours a day.
If anybody wants to know more about it, call in. We'll discuss it.
Yes.
You have anybody on the line right now?
We got a caller on the phone line. I think this is our winner, and right after that, we're going right into break.
Okay, so who's on the line?
We got the one and only Miss Nancy. How you doing, Nancy?
Nancy!
Whoa. Hey, guys.
Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
Happy Father's Day, Michael.
Well, thank you so much. This is Nancy and from Gary. North Carolina.
Yes, Nancy. I miss you. It's good to hear your voice again, Nancy.
Good to hear yours. Hope to see you very soon.
Yeah. I can't wait to see you come back to Florida. And you're staying this time. You ain't leaving.
Trivia.
Oh, okay. Yeah? You think you know the trivia, Nancy Jo?
I don't know. I'm guessing. Is it Kirk Douglas and Michael Douglas?
You got it.
Oh, my God.
Kirk Douglas and Michael Douglas. Absolutely
yes,
correct.
Very good.
You got it. You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Absolutely new. Wow. Absolutely. Nancy Jo knew the answer.
I'm going to transfer that over to Dorothy, if that's okay.
It's okay.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I appreciate it. I'll be enjoying
some donuts.
Oh,
you're very welcome. Good talking to you guys.
Okay, Nancy. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Well, that was Nancy Jo from North Carolina, and she just got it. I thought everybody would get that one. Michael Douglas
going in the break,
and Kirk
Michael.
Douglas. Going to break. Say on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407. 798-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483. WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's
407-654-9299. We are back. This is your host, Michael. And I'm here with Gary Sinclair, and I'm here with Dorothy, and I'm here with Chris behind the scenes. This is Blind and Beyond radio show, and the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. So you didn't know Kirk Douglas and Michael Douglas. All right. I thought everybody would know that one.
Michael.
Yes.
I have a question for
you. Uh-oh. What?
Since I have a gift card coming to me, are you going to mail it to my address? Do you need my information?
Yeah, put it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to know where you live. We
know where you live.
What did you say?
Yeah.
We're serious.
All right, anyway.
I'll write it down.
All right, yeah, write it down. Will you be able to read your own handwriting to send it to yourself?
All right,
funny.
Michael. Funny.
Anyway. We've been talking about what the blindness has done for you. And I noticed my popular show here, our popular show and your popular show, that we don't have anybody calling up and talking about themselves. I guess what, you're afraid? Gary and I talk about ourselves on the radio. We tell you about our whole story. And I know all of you, I'm talking to you right now, you sitting there listening. You could call up the phone. You pick up the phone, dial 407-894-1680. I know you got a story. I know you got a story. Everybody's got a story. So we'll see if you call up. In the meantime, Gary.
Yes.
Hey.
What?
We have Dom Wilkerson on the phone line calling from Access Link to give you a little bit of more information.
Oh, that's good.
About Access. Don, how you doing, sir?
Well, I'm not from Access Links, but I just signed up for them.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And so it's 2 years.
2 years.
So
I didn't know
you're
if it was
eligible
two or three.
For 2 years after you get on.
Right. Right. So how easy was it for you to get signed up? How easy it was for you?
Yeah. I want to tell you a story that my mom told me. Well, actually, my grandfather told me when she found out I was blind. I was born premature. And she told me, he told me that she took me to every doctor in a 6-state area trying to get help to cure my blindness. And she ended up taking me to a faith healer. And the faith healer would not even see me.
Wow.
So that's how desperate she was.
Hmm. That's, yeah, faith healer. I've never heard of that.
I did. Lynn took me. We went to some place. We had chopsticks in my toes.
Chopsticks in your toes.
What? Yep. Yeah, and here in Florida.
That's a funny way to play drums.
Yeah. She. There is, if you mess with your big toe, there's a lot of nerves. And she used to do that with those chopsticks. So, Don,
well,
thank you for calling
Father's in. Day to
well, thank you so much
way.
For calling. Appreciate it. Thank you, Don, for calling in.
Okay.
Thank
that
you
was Don
much.
From Orlando. Gary.
Yes.
You were telling me something about memories.
Memories.
Think people who sleep
yes.
at night.
Yes. Oh,
the
yes.
question was, do blind people have memories? Is that what the question was you asked?
Basically, it's bringing out memories in your dreams. Like I
do.
Dream.
Do blind people have dreams?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody asked that question. Is that the question?
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Well,
really, that was a question.
Yeah. Do blind people have dreams?
Do blind people dream? And
wait,
that's
don't
what,
everybody dream?
Yes, we all dream, but I have a. Special guest calling in at
well,
the second
right
hour,
now,
we're going to talk
Gary,
a little more.
Do you dream?
Oh, do I dream? Sometimes I wish I didn't, but I mean, I had a doozy one last night.
Wait a minute.
And I get in so much trouble, but it's fun.
But the question is, do you people out there, do you dream? Do you even pick up the phone and say, hello? Blind and Beyond, I got a story to tell you.
407-894-1680.
But while we're waiting for you to call up, we got a few more minutes. I want to go to trivia. I want to play that song. I want to know who is singing this song. I want to get in the mood. I want to play that song. Let's go to trivia. I want to hear that song. Here we go. I want to get in the mood. Here we go.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Cause that was the day that my daddy died. Oh, I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. I looked at my mother and I said, hey, Mama, is it true what they say that Papa never worked a day in his life?
And Mom, there's some bad talk going around town talking about Papa had 3 outside children and another wife, and that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone.
right. So who's singing that song? All right. I want to get in that mood. I love that song.
That gets you hopping there,
so
Michael.
The question is, who is singing that song?
That's a gimme right there, Mike. That is a give me.
Well, I hope so.
Give me for me.
Okay.
That is a give. Everybody knows
no,
that.
I
come
don't
on.
Know that.
The phone to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
That song been going around since I was a little twinkle in my mama's eye.
They might not even know who this group is.
But I'm gonna tell you, Chris, I know songs. I hear songs. I've heard them.
You know that?
But I don't know who sings them.
Did you ever hear that song before, Gary?
I've heard it, yes. But I just don't know who sings the songs and stuff like
Come
that.
Come on, Gary. Are you serious?
No, I just listen to tunes. If I like the tune, I listen to it.
Also, you just hear it and you just ride out.
I don't really pay attention to who sung it or, you know, or the name of it. But I know the song. I've heard it.
Wow. Well, you're the first person I know. I know that song. And I'm probably the youngest person in America right now.
You're the youngest one at the station right now. I know that.
I want to see if my man Scott in Leesburg, Florida. Scott, you know you are, Scott. Let's see if you call in. Let's see if you know that song.
He knows lots of songs.
Well, we have a winner already.
You think so?
We have a winner already. I know this gentleman from Boynton Beach is calling, and I know Bruce know who this artist was, who the group is, what's the name? Bruce, how you doing, Bruce? Let me stop bragging.
Yeah, hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello,
yeah,
Bruce. Who is this?
Bruce.
It's Bruce in Boynton Beach, and I know the name of this. I know who this is.
Bruce and Boynton Beach, Florida?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So you think you know the name of this group?
Yes.
What's the name of the group?
It's the Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Absolutely.
All right, Bruce.
You got it, Bruce. Bruce?
Yeah.
You been listening to the show long?
Oh, probably about a couple months. Ever since you started, I actually listened to your previous network. Now I'm on this one.
Okay. Do you like our show? I hope you listen.
I do.
Good.
Very informative. You do a good job, Michael.
Are you sighted or not sighted?
Are you visually impaired?
Totally blind since 1996, legally blind before that.
Oh, okay. So he's totally blind, like you got.
Okay. That's all right. So you just keep listening to the show, and you keep on calling back on in.
Keep on calling. Keep on
and
calling.
Pass the word to your friends. Pass the word to your friends. Tell them to call us. We're lonely.
Keep on calling.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Okay. We don't bite you.
No.
Keep on calling.
I didn't think you did.
It's your show.
And you just want a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. We'll send that out. You have to wait until my wife gets better, so it's probably, I think, another week or so. And if all you folks are still waiting for your... Well, thank you so much. My wife, Lynn, is the one who sends them out, so if you're still waiting for your gift card, you have to wait until probably another few days or week, because she'll send them out all one time. Well, thank you so much. Well, thank you so much, Bruce. Thank you. Keep on calling.
Hey, Bruce, hold on one moment, all right, Bruce? Don't hang up, all right?
Don't hang up. You have to give your address, so we can send it to you.
No problem. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Mike, for giving that, because I had someone call me last week asking me about the gift card. So thank you for giving that information out, because I told him Lynn had been down and out anyway.
Yeah,
so just be patient, and it's coming your way. Just
absolutely.
Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Right.
Back to you, Mike.
So it takes a little time because we have to go get him, and make a long story short, hopefully she'll be able to go send him out this week. So if you folks are still waiting, I think she's behind 2 weeks or so. So we know who you are. We'll send them to you. Don't get nervous. So Bruce just won $10 gift card. See, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond. And better yet, it even pays when you call up and dial 407-894-1680. When you do that, not only do you say hello, but he just won $10 gift card.
And did you notice, Michael, he said he's been listening since the show started, and he's just first calling on in.
Yeah.
So there are people out there
and Nancy
that
Joe,
haven't called in yet.
Nancy Joe, she called in the first time she ever called in for Blind and Matters.
That's true.
She called, hasn't called.
That's true.
Blind and Beyond radio show, absolutely. Yeah.
And she used to call every week.
Blind and Beyond, that's what we're all about. Blind and Beyond. For you people.
And it's the bridge.
With the bridge.
Between a sighted, low vision, and no vision.
So, you know, mindset. Mindset is all part of what we're talking about. To be informed, to be aggressive, to tell it as it is. And all you folks, basically, who are sitting on your rear ends, sitting on your hands, who can't pick up the phone and dial, that's another excuse. You can't dial the phone. Why can't you dial the phone? Well, I understand if you don't have a phone. Oh, that I understand if you don't have a phone. But if you have a phone, what are you afraid to talk to a lot of people at the same time?
Oh, you know what's really nice about this show, too, Michael?
We're going to break. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. See you on the other side of the break.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the infant and toddler development specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. We are back, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's right, 407-894-1680. I believe we have a caller.
Call
another Bruce.
Another Bruce.
Back-to-back Bruce. Bruce, where's this Bruce from?
Yeah, this Bruce is from St. Cloud, Florida.
St. Cloud, Florida. Okay.
I know Gary.
Hello, Bruce. Yes.
Hey, Gary, what's happening? The reason I'm calling is I want to know, when are you going to do... Am I on the air yet?
Yes, you're on the air. You're on the air.
You're live.
I'm live, huh? When are you guys going to do the show where you talk about using the cane and getting around and so on and so forth? Because I want to participate in that.
I don't quite understand what you're coming across with.
No, you said you were gonna do a show a couple of weeks ago about people building up confidence and learning how to use the cane. And
we just did it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we did it 2 weeks ago.
We did it. Well, I guess I'm a dollar short and a day late then.
What questions do you have?
I don't have any questions. I just wanted to tell a little bit about my experience.
Well, tell us.
We had the young lady, let's interrupt you. We had the young lady from Lighthouse who was talking about people who... wanted to learn how to use the cane. We never really did the show about actually how to use your cane. It was just people who wanted to learn how to use the cane.
So yeah. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I've been blind since birth, and I'm from up north, New York and New Jersey.
Okay.
What part of New Jersey?
Yeah.
What part?
In Jersey, the Jersey Shore.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I used a cane, and I commuted into New York every day on the train, totally blind, and I worked in New York City, and I've traveled all over the place And I just want to let people know that if you have the will, there's a way.
Absolutely.
100%.
That's basically about all I have to say. And you guys have a really nice evening, and I listen to your show, and I enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much. Keep on listening.
Take it easy, Gary.
Yes, I will. Thank you for calling
in. And Bruce.
Yes.
Remember one thing. It's all about one thing, and I say it all the time, the famous expression. It's all about mindset, like you said.
You got it.
Mindset. If your mind, like you want to go into New York, that's the same way. I mean, Gary gets on a plane. He's going to Buffalo in a couple of weeks, and I travel. You travel all the time, and you can do it. I mean,
yes,
what makes one person who's blind another person can't do it?
Right.
It's only mindset. Absolutely. That's it. Mindset.
That's mindset.
As long as your legs are good, as long as your gait.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm going down to West Palm Beach on the Greyhound next week. Very and coming
good.
Back on the train to see my aunt.
Very good.
Listen, you guys have a great evening, and I enjoy the show. Yep. And
thank you for calling in.
Take it easy.
Keep
I might
calling.
Show up at a meeting someday.
Thank you.
Keep calling.
Keep calling in.
Bye.
All right. Bye now, Bruce.
Yeah. Like the whole issue is this. If your legs are good and you're healthy enough to walk around, then you can go anywhere.
Absolutely.
You and your cane.
I got to say something, Michael, that you mentioned here a second ago. Yes, I will be flying by myself in a couple weeks. I'll be going up to New York for a week, well, almost 2 weeks this year. But I want to say one thing. I have the opportunity this year, which I've never had the opportunity to listen to the show while I'm gone, and I can do that by dialing on my phone, 518-712-0057. That's 518-712-0057, and I can listen to that show on my telephone while I'm on vacation.
Hey, we got Sheila Young on the phone line.
Uh-oh.
And she wanted to give a response to the young man who just came off the airwaves. Oh. Sheila, how you doing?
It's Sheila Young from Orlando.
Thou art wonderful. How you doing?
Sheila.
How you doing? Happy Father's Day, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All of you.
Thank you.
Anyway, I wanted to comment on what Bruce called about because he is absolutely correct. We did say that we were going to have a show about mobility and mobility skills, and we have not had that show yet. So I think that, Michael, we really do need to get an orientation and mobility specialist on the show to discuss the skills and how important it is to have the cane in hand. Because I know many, many people don't think that they want to be seen with their cane, but yet police will
absolutely
stop them.
You got it, Sheila.
That they're jaywalking, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that that is a topic that we do need to focus on in the future.
We'll absolutely. Talk to Lighthouse and get them
absolutely.
On the air.
Absolutely. That's
okay.
What I
and
said.
And Bruce, thank you for calling in.
Yes,
I know
thank you,
Bruce.
Is, so. You were right. You
and
were
happy
right.
Birthday. I mean, happy Father's Day and happy birthday, Michael.
Thank you so much, Sheila. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, yeah, Mike, I didn't get a chance to tell you happy birthday last week. I was supposed to call you, and I got tied up with my students at school. So let me tell you, Mike, happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Chris and Cliff, both of you.
Hey, just when he says jump off the cliff, don't pay attention.
I want to go back to the statement we were talking, the subject we were talking about, in a statement about memories. Memories and thoughts and dreams. I want to talk about when you come back over the other side of the hour, 8 o'clock hour, I want to talk about it further.
I have a dream. Absolutely.
What do you think, Gary?
Absolutely. That's going to be
okay.
That's
good. I want to discuss it because sighted folks say, do sighted folks will ask a lot of questions.
Well, that's good.
Do
they
blind
need
people
to ask
do this?
Questions.
Do blind people do this?
That's what another thing, Michael, we need to do is these people out there that are sighted and do listen to the show, please call in and ask us questions because that's what the show is all about, educating. And we'll educate you if we can.
Oh, I got one for you all. Listen
whoa,
to
whoa,
this
whoa, whoa,
one.
Whoa, hold on before you get started.
Yeah.
It's the top of the hour. You ready?
Okay, we'll see you on the other side. See you on the other side? Hold on. Don't go away. Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break.